This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, the video. If they had a been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
A big welcome, one and all. Thank you so much for being here once again. Great to have you along. It's the 3rd of November. It's Tuesday. It's just gone 6 o'clock, which means Georgia Frampton has left the building. Thanks to her for another fabulous drive time show. She'll be back again tomorrow. And now it's me, Ben Simmons, on the show that goes like this up until 8 o'clock. So glad to have you along. Don't move that dial anywhere. Don't change that internet address. Keep it all here, 98.0 Phoenix FM, phoenixfm.com, and we're going to have a marvellous couple of hours together. I virtually guarantee it. You know, who knows what's going on in everyone's lives. It's all a bit uncertain as ever. It's been a bit of a mad year, but we're going to have a great time on the show that goes like this tonight. I can assure you of that. What am I going to do? Well, did you know on the 3rd of November it's World Sandwich Day today? It's also Cliche Day. It's also Skeptics Day. And clearly, very importantly in the USA, it is Election Day. Now, when we have elections here in the UK, there are a wealth of parties you can actually choose from, aren't there? There's obviously the big ones, the Tories, Labour and the Lib Dems. And then you get the Green Party. You've now got UKIP and the remnants of it. You get independent MPs sitting. You get the monster raving loony party. You get all kinds of weird and wacky parties. In America, you do get independent people standing for Congress and the Senate, etc. But really, it's just two parties, isn't it? It's Republicans, it's Democrats. Republicans are red, Democrats are blue. Therefore, all the tracks you hear tonight are going to be linked to the colours red and blue in some way or another to help us get through the American election. Is it going to be Trump again? Or is Biden coming this way? Well, while we all get slightly concerned about that, maybe, let's not worry about it and let's just listen to some tracks. So get us started with a red one. Here are the Sugar Babes.
I've been down this road before.
Bit of Sugar Babes to get us going tonight, then.
Phoenix FM.
Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you well as possible. Yes, does it feel like there's one more day of freedom before we head back into the craziness of lockdown on Wednesday at midnight, is it? I don't want to say the time. I'm not sure. It might be earlier than that. Don't think there's an official curfew or anything like that that there's been in some European countries. That's not coming in, but just no more socialising. Everywhere's closed. But shops aren't closed, so no more panic buying. That's fine. We've all dealt with that earlier in the year. You know they're going to keep everything, so no need to worry about that. Anyway, right, yes, it's US Election Day. It's either going to be Trump again or it's going to be Biden. And we're dealing with that musically on the show that goes like this tonight by playing songs that have red or blue in them. Republicans are red in America, Democrats are blue. And we're going to keep it fair. We started off with a track that was clearly red heavy with Sugar Babes and Red Dress there. I'm going to redress the balance. See what I've done there? I was quite pleased. That was very off the cuff. By playing a track that's heavily blue related next. And yes, we will deal with a hotly contested poll this evening. We will discuss some celebrity birthdays as well. And keep referring to the fact that it is World Sandwich Day. It's cliche day today. It's also Skeptics Day. We'll explain a little bit more about what that means in the forthcoming minutes of the show. And we certainly will squeeze in celebrity birthdays. Whether there's room for Ben's impossible question tonight, I'm not quite sure. But it will be a jam-packed show. And if you want to make it interactive, we highly recommend it as well. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, on my Ben Simmons personal profile, and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, if you want to drop me a line. As ever, the Mixcloud webcam feed will be about to go live. Hello to B from Orpington, who I know is listening, and Ellie from Beckles, who is also out there as well. So thank you to both of you for sending messages in. That's fabulous. See, I love it when people are interactive. We say hello on the airwaves. That's the way it works. So we started off with Sugar Babes. What's coming up now? Well, one of my favourite tracks, really. I can't quite explain why. It's ridiculous. I was at drama school when this came out, and a lot of people mocked me for enjoying it. But who's laughing now, eh? I don't know. It's not particularly funny. It's Eiffel 65.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. Cause he ain't got nobody to listen, I'm blue,
himself and everybody around, 'cause he ain't got nobody to listen to.
I'm blue.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is. This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons on the airwaves here on Phoenix FM this evening. And great to have you tuned in. Thanks so much for bothering. Don't forget, if you haven't bothered and you feel guilty about it, because I'm trying to do that to you right now, then you can use the catch-up service from tomorrow morning on the Phoenix FM website and my blog page on there. So search the schedule on the Phoenix website, phoenixfm.com. Go to a Tuesday evening, you'll see the show that goes like this. You can click on the name of the show and get access to all previous broadcasts. It's rather exciting when you realise exactly how many there's been. And the fact that you can access all of them, sheer craziness. If you want to listen to 139 two-hour shows, then, you know, go for it. Can you believe? Yeah, I'm not quite sure how this milestone's been achieved, but this is my 140th show of the show that goes like this. I know what you're thinking, who's sad enough to count them? Well, I am. I keep a record. The website keeps a record. It keeps a blog. So it makes sense to number them. Then you know how many you've done, don't you? I had a party when I had 100. People stormed the studio and popped balloons in my face. That is genuinely true. What was going to happen at 150? It's only 10 shows away. Will we make it before Christmas? Probably not, actually. Now that I think about it, could be quite close, but yes. Anyway, so keep it here. Yes, we're dealing with the fact it's the US election today on this fabulous 3rd of November. Republicans are red, Democrats are blue. All the tracks you hear therefore have either red or blue links, heavy or light links, or otherwise. We do enjoy a tenuous link on the show that goes like this. If anyone wants to suggest any tracks with a tenuous link to the US election, then feel free. And excitingly, the webcam link is now live on Mixcloud. Just go to mixcloud.com and search Phoenix98FM. And you can actually see me in the studio giving crazy signs to the webcam every now and again. Waving, thumbs up, you know, thumbs sideways. What does that mean? It's not down. But, yeah, you get a little insight into what our studio life is like. And you never know if there are questions to be answered later in the programme. There may be clues that you only get by tuning in to that live webcam feed. That's all I'm going to say. It's worth it. Get an extra tab open on your computer and on mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix FM. If you want to join in the chat and actually use the chat feature on Mixcloud, you do have to sign in, which you can do via Facebook or Google, or start your own Mixcloud account if you want to. It's entirely free. So, yes, thank you for being lovely. Thank you for being here. And I'm sure Daniel Merriweather would like to thank you as well. He likes to sing about red. Don't think he meant Republicans.
And I'm all right, standing in the streetlights here. Is this meant for me? My time on the outside is over. We don't know how you're spending all of your days, knowing that love isn't here. You see the pictures, but you don't know their names, 'cause love isn't here. These problems, they're all in your head, and I can't be somebody else.
and shouting out is all you know. Behind your lies, I can see the secrets you don't show. But you don't know their names, no, 'cause nothing's in it. I can't do this by myself. All of these problems, they're all in your head. And I can't be somebody else. It took something perfect, I painted it red. Something perfect and painted it red.
Phoenix FM.
That was Daniel Merriweather with Red. Will he be voting Republican? Who knows? You have to remain impartial when you're broadcasting on the radio at times of election, particularly in the UK. I'm guessing as well when there's elections in America. So I can't say either way, but Barbara Ferry is very clearly telling me who she thinks should win the US election. Anyway, hope your Tuesday is very good. And hello to a few other people who've told me they're tuned in. Hello to someone who's joined us on Mixcloud, to Paul Milton, which is fabulous. He's there. He's using the chat facility on Mixcloud. So well done to you, sir. Hello to Rachel Woollett, as ever, big friend of the show that goes like this, who is there, who is tuned in once again. Hello to Ron Wilmot, who's tuned in. Good to know you're out there, Ron. It's fabulous. See, all the regulars, all the legends, I know you're there. It's brilliant. And good to know you're listening. And remember, there will be a hotly contested poll coming up very shortly. In fact, shall I tell you all about it now, just to get that extra excitement going in the show? Well, one of the lesser celebrated things on this 3rd of November is the fact it's World Sandwich Day. It does deserve a fanfare. I mean, everybody loves a nice sandwich every now and again, don't they? Unless you're allergic to bread or something like that, or can't have wheat, but you can get wheat-free bread, obviously. You can get a no-bread sandwich, can't you? Which some people would call a salad. But anyway, I have asked for my hotly contested poll tonight, which is available on my Facebook profile and my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, with four choices, which is the best sandwich. And your four choices are cheese and tomato, BLT, ham and mustard, chicken and sweet corn. Yes, I appreciate other sandwiches are available. Your particular favourite may not be in this list, but if you were just faced with this list, which would you go for? Cheese and tomato, BLT, ham and mustard, chicken and sweet corn. There are many votes that have come in so far. I will let you know the scores after the next track. If you would like to cast a vote, you may now have to scroll down a little bit on my Facebook profile and my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, because other posts have been made after this. But scroll down, you will see the poll. It's just a single thing to click on. We'll open a new tab for you and you just do a single click to vote. It's very, very important for some people. But yes, which of those four options gives us the best sandwich? Cheese and tomato, always popular. BLT, rather lovely. Ham and mustard, controversial but great. Chicken and sweet corn, staple. There's not with a staple in it, because you'd never choose that sandwich unless you were Jaws from the James Bond movies. But anyway, yeah. Go on, have a vote. Just do a single click now. Get yourself onto my Facebook profile and have a quick, cheeky vote. That would be truly wonderful. Okay, now we've had red, blue, red. So that means it's time for a blue track again. And you can't get bluer than the Blues Brothers.
For Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And as ever, huge thanks to those of you that have voted. You've literally voted in your tens, and lots of votes have come in, to be fair, for the which is the best sandwich on this World Sandwich Day, the 3rd of November. Yes, it was always going to be controversial. Get this. The four choices, let me remind you once again, if you could only choose between one of these, which would be the best? Cheese and tomato, BLT, ham and mustard, chicken and sweet corn. Depending on my mood, I could go for any of those, but shockingly, in the early running of voting, cheese and tomato has no votes. I feel a bit sorry for it. You know, maybe it's seen as boring, cheese and tomato, but you can't go wrong with it. If you've got your favourite type of cheese in there, and your favourite type of tomato, well, you know, I'm shocked that it's got 0% of the vote. Way out in head, with 67% of the vote, is the classic BLT. Bacon, lettuce and tuna. No, okay, yes, there's a tomato in that one. Maybe that's why the people are shunning it in the cheese and tomato. They're like, well, it's in the BLT as well. Okay, bacon, lettuce, tomato is on 67% of the vote. I think a whopping 67% of the vote. That's not the vote from Wapping in East London, although somebody might have voted from there, I don't know. Ham and mustard on 17%, chicken and sweet corn also on 17%. Cheese and tomato, Billy No Mates with no votes, but BLT streaking ahead. And is it streaky bacon that's in that sandwich as well? Who knows? I will keep you updated as the poll develops throughout the show, but keep it here. The show that goes like this on Phoenix FM, anything can happen. All you know so far is all the tracks are going to be linked to red or blue in some way or another to help us celebrate and understand the US election. So therefore, let's have another one, shall we? This is a great track. Do you know already? Probably. It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers with the Zephyr song. I'm going to fly away on their Zephyr. Are you?
Can I get your hand to ride on? Just a piece of leg to fight on. What a man to fly my kite on. Do you want to flash a light on? Take a look, it's on display for you. Coming down on not today. Did you meet your fortune teller? Get it off with no propeller. Do it up, it's on with Stella. Strong for you. Take a piece and pass it on.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben with you till 8 on the show that goes like this. Very glad to have you tuned in live and listening. If you're not tuned in live, yes, there was a slight guilt trip from me. Where the heck were you when I needed you? But very grateful that you've bothered to listen on the catch-up service as well. Thank you so much. And thank you to Maria on the Isle of Wight, regular listener, regular friend to the show, who has commented about the excitement last week when a pirated ship was stormed off the coast of the Isle of Wight by the SAS, was it? That's what she thinks, anyway. Also, the Isle of Wight featured on Autumn Watch with Chris Packham, and she says, with our relatively new residents, six pairs reintroduced in 2019, six pairs of socks. Six pairs of white-tailed eagles, or sea eagles as they're known, on the Isle of Wight. So, absolutely fabulous. Don't forget, you can see what's going on in the studio, mixcloud.com, and then search for Phoenix FM, and you will get sent to our live webcam feed. You can actually see me, and yes, I may give clues to some of the things you need to do to be interactive and win awards here on this show. No tangibly prized awards, remember, but just the glory of knowing you've been announced on the radio and you've been better than everybody else that's tried to do something on the radio. I'm determined in 2021 to introduce some kind of certificate structure to the Legend of the Week award. I did bother collating all the results a few months back, possibly even over a year back now, so it needs a heck of an update. But it will happen at some point in the future. Keep the faith. Keep checking out my blog page on the Phoenix website. And keep checking out my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page as well. So, absolutely fabulous. Right, Maria on the Isle of Wight has corrected me and said it was the SBS. It was the Marine branch of the SAS. I always thought they were all one thing, but fair enough. Wasn't SBS a casting service in the 80s and 90s? And probably before that as well. But anyway, thank you, Maria, on the Isle of Wight, for all that information. A wealth of information I've been sent there, which is fabulous. Let's keep the tracks coming, shall we? What was last? Well, it was the Zephyr song from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So we're going to need something else now that's not red, that's blue, in the interests of fairness. Can you tell from the intro what's coming? If you can't, where were you, mid-90s? Here's Blue Cantrell hitting them up with style.
While he was scheming, I was dreaming in the beamer, just scheming. Can't believe that I called my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree. And on the way I grabbed Sully and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. There goes the dreams we used to say. There goes the time.
Oh,
Classic Blue Cantrell there.
Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. What's coming next? Maybe even I don't know. That's the sheer excitement of being here. 98.0 FM on Phoenix FM or phoenixfm.com if you're not on the radio. And if you have a smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM. And generally, it will do. That's the glory of it. So yes, keep it here. Keep tuned in some way or another. Very glad to have you along and listening on this Tuesday. Once we go back into lockdown, I'm hoping that many more of you will tune in because you won't be able to do some of the socialising that we've been enjoying since the previous lockdown was lifted. When was that? I think it was early June, wasn't it? It seems weird to think that we were... All this was unheard of last January, and then we started to hear about it end of January into February. We started to worry about it end of February into March. Then it all became rather serious end of March, didn't it? Locked down. Yes, and they say lockdown, which I think is a kind of media term to make everyone think, oh no, it's really serious. Obviously it's really serious. I'm not trying to be flippant about it, but they say locked down. The essential shops will still be open. You can still go out for a walk if you want some exercise. You can still even meet up with one other person to have some exercise with them. You could meet up with someone and go for a walk with them, go for a little jog with them. Dare I say, go for a cycle with them as well. It's just unfortunate that a lot of the businesses are having to close, and therefore the socialising that people like to do is actually being taken away. But all I'm saying is the word lockdown sounds extremely stringent to me. Don't think of it as extremely stringent. Obviously, you've got to abide by the rules. We want to see the infection rates dropping, and we want everyone to take care, use a bit of common sense, and stay safe in difficult times. And at least at this point, there does seem to be an exit strategy. They are hoping they can relax it again in early December. So let's all aim for that. Let's all stick together. Let's go for it, people. Okay. And if you want to tune into the show that goes like this while lockdown is on, whether it's severe or not, I will be here. Oh, yes, we are still allowed to broadcast thanks to being community radio presenters, which is fabulous. Okay, right. I'll give you another update on that poll, shall I? The wacky sandwich-related poll. Oh, well, that's me being excited live on the air. Quite a few more votes have come in and the numbers have changed. Not too much in terms of what's leading, but I'm very glad to say cheese and tomato sandwiches are now on the board. Phew, all you cheese and tomato lovers. So yes, remember, if you had to choose between four sandwiches, which would you go for? Which is the best out of these? Cheese and tomato, BLT, ham and mustard, chicken and sweet corn. Cheese and tomato now has 11% of the vote. BLT still out in front, but with 56% of the vote now. Ham and mustard has 22% of the vote. Chicken and sweet corn has 11% of the vote. Still, the old bacon, lettuce and tomato combo is pretty much way out in front. But you never know, it could still all change. And I will give you some information on what you can do to be my legend of the week tonight after the next track. If you want a dance track, if you want to go back to the 90s, if you want to think about kind of barn dances, line dances, and wacky hillbilly dance music, it's time for the old rednecks once again.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? come from Cotton Eye Joe.
Phoenix FM.
The Rednecks there then with another mid-90s classic dance track, Cotton Eye Joe. I just checked out the lyrics to that. You know, some tracks you kind of just let wash over, you don't really think about the lyrics. We all know, if it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. It wasn't me singing on the track, but thanks for thinking it. There's that bit that the woman sings in between, very occasionally, because pretty much it's, if it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe. Yeah, all right, get over it. But I've just checked out the lyrics of that bit the woman sings, and bit bizarre. He came into town like a midwinter storm. He rode through the field so handsome and strong. His eyes was his tools, and his smile was his gun. But all he had come for was having some fun. I'm sorry, you've let yourselves down grammatically, the Rednecks there. His eyes was his tools. Oh dear. I heard a radio advert the other day where a professional voiceover artist used the pronunciation H. Yes, come and watch our HDTV. I was disappointed. I don't like grammatical errors. I don't like pronouncing letters of the alphabet incorrectly. It's H. It's spelled A-I-T-C-H, the letter H. Not H. All right, I'll get over it while the next track is on. Ah, I'm off to read a grammatical book to make myself feel better, while you can enjoy Blue, not just them, Stevie as well.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. Now I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, here I am.
Don't, Stevie.
That'll work.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Signed, sealed, delivered there then with Blue featuring Stevie Wonder. Fabulous track. It's nice to do a kind of an update of a track and get the original artist to feature on it with you as well. So, yeah, nice work there from Blue. And, yeah, great to have you along this 3rd of November. It's Tuesday. It's coming up to 7 o'clock, which can only mean one thing. If you're tuned into Phoenix, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. In the second hour of the show, I will tell you all about the opportunity to be Legend of the Week once again. And also, we're going to be looking more at sceptical things. What on earth is that all about? Well, some people might have been expecting to hear a lot of cliches. We may hear some of them, but we're going to be dealing more with sceptical things after 7 o'clock. Ooh, I hear you collectively gasp or utter. You can't really gasp an ooh, can you? You can gasp a but you can't gasp an ooh. There's something I never thought I'd say live on the radio, but that's the beauty of the show that goes like this. I'm enjoying myself tonight. Some would say a little bit too much. Right, I'll keep the music coming, though. And, yes, we're interspersing red and blue-related tracks because of the Republicans versus the Democrats in the US elections, which are taking place today. Apparently, there's been a record turnout of voters. Is that to ensure that Trump leaves office and or to ensure he stays there? Do people love Joe Biden or do people love Donald Trump? We hear rumours it's a very, very divided country in the US right now, which might mean it could be incredibly close. And when we're talking about sceptical things and conspiracy theories later on, some people have found it interesting that Trump was said to have rushed through the appointment of a Supreme Court justice relatively recently. That will ensure there is a more Republican feeling in the Supreme Court, if you like, if the voting was to be incredibly close and actually end up in the courts, it would rest with the Supreme Court justices to decide who would be the president. And interesting that he just nominated someone to be in the Supreme Court who's obviously going to be very happy with Donald Trump. That I'm not saying anything one way or another, you know, whoever wins deserves to win. Whoever wins has been voted in by the American people, and good luck to them in office for the next however many years they decide to do it for. Right, let's get more tracks going. It's time for a little bit of the artist formerly known as Prince, who probably wishes he was just known as Prince now, but whether he used to drive a little red Corvette, I'm not sure, but he likes singing about them. Remember, we're going to be dealing with conspiracy theories after 7 o'clock. Are you convinced of anything? Who knows? I'll leave you with Prince for a bit.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways at a wooden mast. See, you're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. Shed a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You say, what have I got to lose? And on the ice, say, baby, you're
of the jockeys that were there before me.
Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You say, baby, I ain't got enough gas. Oh yeah, little red Corvette, baby, I'm much too fast. Yes, you are. We'll be right back.
Rover, baby. Give me the keys. I'm gonna try to take them anyway. Love machine.
Classic Prince.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Somehow we're already an hour gone into the show. How on earth has that happened? Well, it's quite simple. Time has passed. 60 of them were minutes. And 60 of them? 60 of the time? 60 of the time units were minutes. And if you combine those together, you get an hour. I started broadcasting at 6 o'clock. Yes, so it's bound to be after 7 o'clock. Okay, that isn't really what I was all about. Why am I arguing with myself live on the radio? Who knows? What I was actually getting at is that time flies when you're having fun, so I must be having fun because it seems to be going by rather quickly right now. Hopefully it is for you too. Now remember, I said I would be dealing with skeptics and conspiracy theories in the second hour of this show. So that's exactly what is going to happen. So I'll put this to bed for now and then we'll do another recap right at the end. But with regards to the best sandwich, because today is World Sandwich Day, and I do remember a story my dad told me once. He did send me something about it. Let's look at it. About when he was at school. The teacher mentioned a sandwich and was obviously very well spoken. And he thought they were actually talking about a witch that lives in the sand. And she said to him, "Have you never had a sandwich before?" And he said, "No." absolutely ridiculous. But yes, I'm glad he shared that with me because it's amusing. Anyway, if you were only able to have one of these four sandwiches, which would you choose? Cheese and tomato, BLT, ham and mustard, chicken and sweet corn. And with the current votes that have trickled in, cheese and tomato has 18% of the vote, BLT 55%, ham and mustard 18%, and chicken and sweet corn just 9%. If you want to change all that, if you feel outraged that your particular favourite is suffering in the votes at the moment, then you need to get onto my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page or my Ben Simmons personal profile. You may have to scroll down a little bit now past the more recent posts and find the one with the poll sandwich post. And then that will take you to another link where you just do a single click and cast your vote. So yeah, feel free to share the poll if you want to spread the news, spread the love, spread the sandwich spread. Do you remember sandwich spread? Does anybody still have that? It was kind of weird, wasn't it? It was kind of weirdly sort of vinegary and acidic, but quite nice. I guess it was a bit like coleslaw, wasn't it? But a bit smaller bits. Am I remembering it wrong? It definitely wasn't exactly like coleslaw, otherwise it would have been coleslaw. But yeah, sandwich spread, that takes me back. Okay, so I will put away the sandwich voting for now, because from now on we're going to look at some conspiracy theories in the second hour of this programme, just for a bit of sheer fun. So, okay. But I'm going to keep the tracks coming, so keep your dial here, 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else in the world. Here is a track that I know many people will enjoy. Little bit of ELO. It's a black sky where we are right now, but imagine it was blue. ELO and Mr. Blue Sky there, then. Absolutely marvellous. On the show that goes like this, I'm very grateful to have you out there. Have you listening? Have you tuned in some way or another? Thank you so much. Now then, as promised, some conspiracy theories, because the 3rd of November is US Election Day, which we're dealing with musically throughout the show tonight. It's World Sandwich Day. The hotly contested poll is still running. It's Cliche Day, and it's Skeptics Day. It's a day for people that just have that underlying feeling that everything's not right with things that we've been told and things that most people believe, and therefore conspiracy theories have developed. One such major conspiracy theory is that nobody has ever landed a spacecraft on the moon. The moon landings were completely faked. Even though it's over 50 years since it allegedly happened, there are many people that say the US government, who were desperate to beat the Russians in the space race, faked the lunar landings to say that they did it first, with Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin acting out their mission on a secret film set, possibly high in the Hollywood Hills, or even, it's been said to be in Area 51 in Roswell in New Mexico. The reason that people tend to believe this, anybody that does, is the fact that there is footage of Buzz Aldrin planting an American flag in the whatever soil, moon soil, if you like, on the moon. And at that time, the flag is seen to be billowing slightly, which obviously is impossible in a vacuum in space, and not impossible if you're on some kind of film set with wind occurring. So that's what's led people to have questioned it. And people have even thought that filmmaker Stanley Kubrick helped NASA fake the first lunar landing, given that his film 2001 A Space Odyssey, made in 1967 and came out in 1968, proves technology existed back then to artificially create a space-like set. And clearly most people believe the moon landings were real, but apparently, according to a poll carried out towards the end of the 20th century, 6% of Americans said they thought the lunar landings were fake, and 5% said they were undecided. There you go. We deal with the controversial topics on the show that goes like this, and whether you think they were real, whether you think they were fake, maybe you just need to sit down and have a glass of wine and let it all wash over you and not worry about it.
I was wrong. Now I find
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, thanks to Ellie from Beckles, who sent in the entire ingredients of sandwich spread. I think she has. Anyway, it's very, very complicated. Yes, what has she sent me? Let me find the exact list. I'm scrolling hastily. Yes, obviously coleslaw is sliced and shredded cabbage, carrots, etc. Cabbage, carrots, mayonnaise, honey, juice from half a lemon, distilled vinegar, celery seeds, ground mustard. There we go. Oh, that's coleslaw, is it? So in sandwich spread, you get water, soybean oil, chopped pickles, salt, sugar, less than 2% of egg yolks. What's that's weird. Less than 2% of egg yolks. Very specific. Natural flavouring, mustard flour, red bell peppers dried, xanthan gum, spice paprika, dried garlic, dried onions, turmeric. There's all sorts in it. Well, thank you so much for doing that research. Thank you so much for sending that in. Very, very good of you. Now, remember, it's US election day today. All the tracks we're playing on the show that go like this are somehow linked to those elections because the Republicans are red, the Democrats are blue, so all the tracks either have red or blue in the titles or in the band names or prominently in the songs. And I'm going to keep that going. Another conspiracy theory coming up after Lana Del Rey. Lana Del Rey's melancholy version of the classic Blue Velvet there. Right, what are we doing now? Well, yes, it's the 3rd of November. It's US Election Day, World Sandwich Day, Cliche Day, but also Skeptics Day. So now I'm going to take us through a few more conspiracy theories from now until the end of the show, also interspersed with great music. So, one of the biggest conspiracy theories of all time now dates back to the assassination of JFK. in 1963, 22nd of November. It is now accepted. He was hit by two different bullets, one in the head, one in the neck, whilst riding in an open-topped limo through Dallas. And Lee Harvey Oswald was charged with killing him. And then we all know that Jack Ruby supposedly assassinated Lee Harvey Oswald. But according to the American public, an ABC News poll in 2003 found that 70% of Americans believe Kennedy's death was the result of a broader plot. It was not just Oswald acting alone. Some people say the trajectory of the bullets didn't match up with where Oswald was said to be on the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository. Other people suggest there may be a second gunman from the grassy knoll. And others believe in a broader conspiracy that Kennedy was killed by CIA agents acting out of anger over the Bay of Pigs, or at the behest of Vice President Lyndon Johnson, even by KGB operatives, or even by the Mafia, who were mad at Kennedy's brother for initiating the prosecution of organised crime rings. Whether it will ever be revealed in our lifetimes, who knows, but most people believe there is some kind of huge conspiracy that has been covered up as a result of the JFK assassinations. Right. Let's not talk about assassinations for too much longer. Let's have a happier track. So to that end, we need a red song for Republicans right now. Here are the Drifters.
You've been told you're more than a number written in my little red book. Oh, baby, give us a chance. Don't let the small town rumors end our first real romance. Now, I'll admit I've loved a few, but there was never one like you.
So darling,
don't believe the things they say. You're more than a number in my little red book. You're more than a one-night thing. All I had to take me was just one look. My heart began a thumping, baby, your head it jumping. Cause you're more than a number in my little red book. In case you get to thinking that you've been took, you're more than a number written in my little red book. Oh, baby, you gave me a sign. I threw away the numbers of those old flames of mine. And now they're trying to put you wise. Knock me down in my girl's eyes. Began a thumping, baby, you had it jumping. Cause you're more than a number in my little red book. You're more than a one-night stand. In case you get to thinking that you've been took, you're more than a number written in my little red book. Oh, 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 you're more than a number in my little red book.
Classic Drifters, You are more than a number in my little red book. It's nice, though, isn't it? They've got a little red book full of numbers, but you mean more to them than that. When you actually analyse the sentiment of that song, when it came out, it was really romantic. Oh, you're more than a number in my little red book. That's lovely of him to say that. He's still got the book. It's full of numbers. He could call anyone whenever he wants to. But, no, I mean more to him than that, so we can have a relationship. That's fabulous. Not sure how I feel about it. It's a good song, though. Let's just leave it at that, shall we? more conspiracy theories coming up shortly. We are going to keep you updated with the result of the poll before I go off the air in around about 35 minutes' time as well. And we're going to find out what Essex's favourite sandwich is. Nay, the nation's favourite sandwich out of those four choices. But I'm shying away from looking just to give it a chance to update itself without me looking. But if you do want to vote, you can get onto my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, shared to my personal Ben Simmons page as well. You may have to scroll down a little bit to find the relevant post. And then just click the link and it will take you away to a poll page where all you do is a single click on there to vote for your favourite sandwich out of the four choices. Go on, go for it. And do you believe the moon landings were faked? Do you believe there was a huge cover-up involving the assassination of JFK? Are there other things that you are convinced are true? Are you starting to wonder about COVID-19? I've heard some people say they think that's a hoax, which I think is a little bit in poor taste, particularly with all the people that have been so seriously affected by it. But there are people that don't believe it. Anyway, right, let's have some more music and some more US election related music in the colours that feature in the songs, at least. And they say both Donald Trump and Joe Biden are getting on a bit, but I'm sure, just like the Bluebells,
young at heart.
That's what they are.
Young.
Record turnout in the voting in the US election. I think from tomorrow morning it will become clearer as to what's going to happen. Will it be very close? Will it go to the courts? Or will we get a new president pretty soon?
Young at heart, yet what a start. Hold them for their time. They married young.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Right, you want to hear more about conspiracy theories? Then you've come to the right place on the show that goes like this tonight on Phoenix FM. What about, well, I mentioned Area 51 and people thinking that may have been the set for the faked lunar landings. There are a large number of people that believe that we would not have things like stealth fighter planes and Kevlar, which is that kind of what they make stab-proof vests out of, and bulletproof vests, isn't it? And that we can thank aliens for those, because there are many people that believe the remains of crashed UFO spacecraft are stored at Area 51, an Air Force base about 150 miles from Las Vegas, where government scientists reverse engineer the aliens' advanced technology. And the reason people believe that has come from a variety of supposed UFO sightings in the area and testimony from a retired army colonel who says he was given access to extraterrestrial materials gathered from an alien spacecraft that crashed in Roswell, New Mexico. And some believe the government studies that the government also studies time travel at Area 51, which is also known as Groom Lake or Dreamland. So, yeah, there we go. I gotta say, you know, out of everything, out of all kinds of conspiracy theories, I do think it's pretty likely that we have been visited at some point on this planet by beings from another. I mean, maybe this is going to make me seem a bit wacky and a bit weird, but, you know, when you think about all the other planets out there, and yes, there are incredibly unlikely circumstances that need to take place for life to begin on a planet. And yes, you need to have all the correct environs and things like that for it to start. But when you think about the number of solar systems, the number of planets, the number of stars there are out there that we could never possibly discover, and whether other species, other forms of life could have found a way to travel across the universe, it seems unlikely that we've never had anything come here. And, you know, who necessarily says they're awesome? Who necessarily says they're better than us? Maybe they're just a bit wacky. Maybe they crashed. Maybe they lost control. Maybe they didn't fly very well. Maybe our atmosphere ruined their systems. But who knows? I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I do think not necessarily that we have certain materials on our planet because of reverse engineering alien technology. I like the thought that there is something else out there, and nobody wants it to be hostile. Let's just assume it'll be lovely if there is ever alien life discovered during our lifetimes. That's my take on it. Right. I think I'm going to get the police knocking on the studio very shortly. Oh, yes, here they are.
I know my mind is made up, so
Police and Roxanne.
Phoenix FM.
You don't have to put on the red light. Just put on a normal light. Get a bulb from your local shop. Don't get a red one. Although, I have got one of those Wi-Fi bulbs that you can go on an app on your phone and make it change colour. That's pretty cool. Although, it is a bit worrying when you make your entire living room red and then realise people outside could see that. You're like, no, no, don't get that idea. Not one of those red lights. Oh, no. I was just playing around with my bulbs, so to speak. Is that a euphemism? Anyway, I hope your Tuesday's going well. It's just gone 25 to 8 on the 3rd of November. Very glad to have you along, tuned in and listening. 98.0 if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Or if you have a smart speaker device, ask it to play Phoenix FM. Go on, try it. You will be impressed. I'm going to keep the tracks coming, squeeze in a couple more conspiracy theories as well, and all the tracks, remember, if you're just joining us, are linked to the US elections, because Republicans are red, Democrats are blue, so they all have red or blue in them somewhere. Although the last four tracks, oh, if I have time, maybe the last three tracks, particularly relate to America specifically. But let's keep it colour, let's keep it Elton. Why do they call it the blues, Elton? Well, don't, you know, just play the piano, actually say something about it. Why? Why do they call it the blues? Come on.
Don't wish it away.
Thanks.
Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. And it won't be long before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands, the time spent with you. Stare into space, picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man.
Elton John there, fabulous track. I guess that's why they call it the blues. Did he support the Democrats in US elections? Maybe we'll never know. We could ask him, then we would know. That would kind of put to bed some conspiracy theories, wouldn't it? Here's a particularly wacky conspiracy theory. Paul McCartney secretly died in 1966 and the other Beatles covered up his death, hiring someone who looked like him, sang like him and had the same jovial personality. That's what many people believe. If you're wondering why I'm suddenly saying that, well, we are looking at conspiracy theories in the second hour of the show that goes like this tonight. It is Skeptics Day on the 3rd of November, so a chance to look at some of the weird and wacky conspiracy theories there are out there. The people that think Paul McCartney secretly died and has been replaced think the guilt eventually got to the rest of the band and they began hiding clues in their music. And in the song Taxman, George Harrison gave his advice for those who die, meaning Paul. And apparently the entire Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album was awash with Paul is dead clues. The Beatles had formed a new band featuring a fictional member named Billy Shears, supposedly the name of Paul's replacement. The album contained John Lennon's A Day in the Life, which had the lyrics "He blew his mind out in a car," and the recorded phrase "Paul is dead, miss him, miss him," which becomes evident only when the song is played backwards. Lennon also mumbled "I buried Paul" at the end of Strawberry Fields Forever. In interviews, Lennon has actually said the phrase was cranberry sauce and denied the existence of any backward messages. That's got to be one of the wackier conspiracy theories, because whoever Paul McCartney was or still is or maybe has been taken over by someone, that person is still alive, aren't they, and has recorded many solo albums and done stuff with the band Wings and married and remarried, etc. So, who knows? Well, the Beatles, presumably. I think that's quite preposterous, but anyway, we'll move on. And just when you thought I wasn't going to squeeze in celebrity birthdays this evening, please, please don't be despondent. Right, it's the 3rd of November. Celebrities celebrating a birthday today include Ian Wright, former Arsenal footballer, now pundit, who's 57. Singer Lulu is 72 today. Jamie Lang of Made in Chelsea fame, who was due to be on the last series of Strictly, currently appearing on this series of Strictly. He's 32 today. Presenter Ben Fogle is 47. Singer Adam Ant is 66 today. Colin Kaepernick, US quarterback, who was taking a knee well before anybody else had done so and got vilified for it, making a stand. He is 33 today. Actress and comedian Roseanne Barr is 68 today. And actor and former hard man, he may well still be hard, Dolph Lundgren is 63 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And if it's your birthday as well, everybody on the show that goes like this wishes you many happy returns of the day. Right, few tracks still left to squeeze in. And maybe one or two more conspiracy theories. Keep it here, 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com. I said we'd finish off by focusing on tracks that specifically link to America directly. You can't get much more direct than one called America by Razorlight.
Drag it is the shape I'm in. Well, I go out somewhere, then I come home again. A lot of cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. All my life I'm watching America. All my life there's panic in America. In America. Oh, 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 oh. Yesterday was easy, happiness came and went.
I got the movie script, but I don't know what it meant. I light a cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that I can believe in. All my life, been watching America. All my life, there's panic in America. Oh, 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 there's trouble in America. Yesterday was easy as I got the news. When you get it straight, you stand up, you just can't lose. Give you my confidence, all my faith in life. Don't stand me up, don't let me down, no. I need you tonight to hold me. Say you'll be here. Hold me. Say you'll be here. Hold me. Say you'll be in America. All my life, she's panic in America. Oh, 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 she's dust in America. Oh, 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 tell me how does it feel? Tell me how does it feel?
Phoenix FM.
That was Razorlight with America there then. And we're going to have one more track and then we'll finish with a final conspiracy theory that's particularly wacky to excite you all just before I leave you. So let's have penultimate track. I said a final track. What I meant, I'm still allowing for the play-out track, obviously. And they're very heavily USA related now, with it being the election, so presumably some people will be partying tomorrow in the USA and Miley Cyrus will help them.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, XX. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. Club in the taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda.
Phoenix FM.
Miley Cyrus gets cut a bit short there. Apologies to Miley for that. But it's so I can bring you the final conspiracy theory before I leave you tonight. That, yes, we have been taken over by reptiles. There are people believe that blood-drinking, flesh-eating, shape-shifting, extraterrestrial reptilian humanoids are amongst us, actually controlling the human race, and they are our world leaders, corporate executives, Oscar-winning actors, Grammy-winning singers, and they were solely responsible for the Holocaust, the Oklahoma City bombings, the 9/11 attacks, and people like David Icke are particularly believing of that, apparently, according to this website that's done some research on it. And I've seen David Icke appear on TV numerous times, and he never seems particularly believable or authoritative. So, yes, there you go. Right, well, while we all worry about whether reptiles are secretly controlling the planet, what's it all been about today? Well, there's lots of things that have gone on today. It's US Election Day, which is still ongoing. It's World Sandwich Day, and I should do my very best to update you on the state of the poll before I leave tonight. So, which has been the most popular sandwich? Well, cheese and tomato got 18% of the vote. BLT wins with 55%. Ham and mustard also got 18%. Chicken and sweet corn came in last place with 9% of the vote. There is a big shock, I'm sure you'll agree. And yes, it's cliche day. Yes, it's skeptics day. Was JFK really assassinated by his own people? Is Paul McCartney actually dead? And do reptiles control the earth? I'll leave you with those worrying thoughts and more, and be back again next week. Rob Harvey coming up with Synth City, so keep it here on Phoenix FM 98.0, phoenixfm.com. We're going to play out with the boss. It's Bruce Springsteen.